All right, continuing on now. I look at what's going to happen here in January, the progressive agenda in Michigan, we're going to turn the place into Illinois, of course, because it's going so swimmingly well there that we're going to head that way. Here's what some Democrats are pushing now. The idea to ban people from buying guns who voluntarily give up their Second Amendment rights. Yeah, that I'm not kidding. It's an effort to try to stop suicide. I guess I get I get it, but I don't get it. Steve Doolin, professor, licensed attorney, overall good guy. I'm a little bit confused as I'm trying to understand the facts of this. Doolin, help me out.
Well, not sure exactly what the proposal is you're looking at. What do you got in front of you?
Well, I'm looking at a Democrat proposal that says legislation would establish a federally controlled list of people who voluntarily agree to be blocked from buying guns.
Ah, yeah, you know, so this is reared its head in the past, sure. It's similar to you decide to go on the wagon. You're not going to drink anymore, so you go down to your local bartender and say, "Don't serve me anymore, man. I'm off it." So it's similar to that. I don't know that anybody's done the research on what they would predict the numbers would be. There would probably be plenty of people of virtue signaling who would sign such a list who don't own guns anyway and don't plan to own guns, but they would like to up the participation in the system. So if you've got friends who are non-gun owners who don't think you should own a gun either, they're probably going to sign up, and then probably they weren't suicidal anyway because most people aren't. The numbers are really small statistically, actually.
It's a push for gun control. It's a push to normalize gun control and confiscation and prevention from buying guns. That's what I get.
Right, right. It's demonization of guns. Yeah, exactly right.
Right. So, I get the idea. If I'm in a bad place and say, I don't want to buy a gun, and it blocks me from buying a gun because I'm suicidal, I get that premise. But unfortunately, I don't trust the other side. I'm so distrusting of the other side, because then is it permanent? Can you lift the ban on yourself? Do you have to go through? I mean, how does this all work? I'm a danger to myself. Well, then you can't have a gun. And once you say I'm a danger to myself, well, I'm not a danger anymore. We don't believe you. I mean, it just sounds like it's a permanent thing, right?
Oh, I'm certain it would be permanent. Sure, absolutely. That's a feature, not a bug, in terms of the anti-gunners' view of this whole thing. They want everything to be permanent, any possible bar on your ownership of firearms to be permanent. So you start off in this perfect state where you have some limited Second Amendment rights when you become an adult, and then you walk a tightrope from there till the grave, and if you ever fall off that tightrope, you're never allowed to get back on.
Yeah. Bizarre. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Real quickly, the Hatch Act. If you're appointed to a position in government, you're not supposed to use that position, right? Like, I see the lady out there, the press secretary for Joe Biden, worst ever, hiding behind the Hatch Act. I'm like, well, I can't give a political opinion about. Was the FBI violating the Hatch Act when they're going in and censoring Twitter and Facebook and everything else, sometimes with a backdoor portal, because they didn't like conservative comments and comments about the election and they hated Donald Trump? Is that a violation of the Hatch Act by FBI members?
Possibly, yes. Non-interference means non-interference. Neutrality means neutrality. It is a viable argument, as near as I can tell. Because there was control exerted. It wasn't necessarily public comment, but it was influencing public comment. So possible, yeah.
Oh, so there you go. What do you think of all that, by the way? What do you think about the FBI dictating to Twitter and to Facebook and others, hey, take this down, publish this, do not publish this, promote this, ban that? What do you make of it? I mean, what a scary damn place, Doolin.
But it's a long tradition at the FBI. I mean, back when J. Edgar first started the whole thing, he spent a lot of time cultivating Hollywood connections because he was an ambitious, power-hungry sociopath looking to build his fiefdom within the federal government, and he knew that having positive movies and then later the television show and then other television shows influenced propaganda, propagandized the public to support the idea of an FBI, that would give him more power. So the whole place is founded on this, controlling the way Americans think in the public discourse.
Yeah.
Comic books, even, for goodness sake. The G-Men. J. Edgar came up with that phrase, the G-Men, yeah.
Well, in his case,
part of the propaganda effort.
G-Men wearing G-strings. Yeah. Well, sorry.
Well, turns out, in retrospect.
Yeah, I say that out loud. Is it too sad? No, he's dead. We could say it. Anyhow. There it goes. There, the whole show just went down the toilet. Anyhow, Doolin, I really appreciate you being here as always. You know, I'm a little distracted today. It happens, but appreciate you anyway.
It's always a pleasure, and glad I could be here for that final flush.
There you go. God bless America. Steve Doolin, get yourself healthy. My God, man. All right, there you go. Doolin, thank you.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Still to come, Wendy Block will be here, the VP of Business Advocacy at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. She's still coming up, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.